6:20, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, Shipwatch, Viking Shipwatch, still fine. They seem to be sitting there, and oh, I see a couple of people on the deck now, and I'm telling you, this is a very exciting moment on the Great Lakes, because we've talked about passenger ships on these Great Lakes, and we've seen little ships, little, I almost said pipsqueak ships, but these are full-size, fabulous, from all we can tell, luxurious cruise ships. Two huge Viking ships right outside here for the people at Grand Hotel, and for that matter anywhere on this side of Mackinac Island, to be able to see and get excited thinking of the possibilities. It's about transportation, but there's transportation and there is transportation, if you know what I mean. And we're lucky to have Dwight Farrell with us. He's the general manager at SMART, speaking of transportation. And it's nice to have you here, Dwight. Nice to meet you. I hope you're enjoying this visit for the Mackinac Policy Conference.
I am having a delightful time.
And you've got a topic that is very, very important. Let's face it, transit is a very important part of anything and everything we're talking about here, anything and everything we're hoping to accomplish here. And you want to be sure that transit is where it should be in the conversation.
I certainly do. I look at transit as mobility, as access, as independence. And it is part of the economic engine that drives this region or any region. And the more robust the transportation or mobility options that you have, the more attractive you are to employers and to the next generation of talent.
And I can't say for some reason, I know the reason, but because we are so married to the automobile, our family, if we don't make them, somebody in our family makes them. And we have some pride in that. And we love our cars. So we are the toughest market, I think, one of the toughest in the country, to get people to hang up their car keys and get on the bus.
Well, I'll tell you what. I love cars, too. And always have. But I'd also say that as times have changed and money has gotten the way that it is, an automobile, no matter who makes it, isn't the best investment. And so a lot of younger people are deciding that they would rather spend time in a mobility option, whether that be transit or Uber or some other kind of microtransit option, as opposed to investing in a car. And one of the things that's about our region that I love is there are these great corridors, you know, Grand River and Woodward and Gratiot, that are ripe for really robust transit options that will not break the bank.
That's a good point. I mean, we started seeing it, frankly, initially, when we heard that kids, unlike you and me, when we were kids, as soon as we could get our driver's license, man, I wanted to get my license. I was waiting to get my license. Then we started to see kids today, and starting a few years back, who weren't in a big hurry to get their license.
This, across the country, 16-year-olds are getting their licenses. Well, people are getting their licenses later. You and I were talking. When I turned 16, I was waiting on my mother to come home from work so I could go get my driver's license. That's not the case anymore.
No.
And so you've got a lot of, you know, what used to be sprawl as well. And there's less of that because there's more and more people around countries that are moving closer back in for those very reasons. So I look at it this way. The people who operate my vehicles have more interaction with the public than the police or the fire department.
Yeah, true.
And one of the economic engines that drive any region is an airport with an international reach like the one that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
But also people having access to jobs, no matter where you are in the strata, is also what drives a region. Every job is not a six-figure job, but the invisible people who you never think about, they use transit. The people at hospitals who you don't think about who make rooms ready or who clean them up, or the people who work at McDonald's and Burger King, they use us. And so it's also an option for anybody else who wants it. So as we look at transit going forward at SMART, it's not going to be just about buses. It's going to be about microtransit, which is like a version of Uber. So what we're looking at doing is having more frequent service. We are also looking at having more microtransit service, which allows people to be able to travel within their communities much more effectively. And to do that, we have to have people. And so we have an event that's coming up on June 13th called Come Drive a Bus. It's going to be at the M1 Concourse from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Oftentimes, people are intimidated by driving a bus, and they say, well, I can't do it. So guess what? Come drive one and see.
You mean we come to the – now, by the way, I wrote down June 19th, but it's June 13th?
It's June 13th.
Okay.
That's a Tuesday.
Okay.
Yes.
10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
June 13th at the M1 Concourse.
Yes.
And you're telling me, Dwight Farrell, general manager at SMART, that if I come to that event, I get to drive a bus?
And you want a job, and you pass, you'll get hired that day.
Wow.
We're doing this in concert with Michigan Works for Oakland County. They are helping us both with the recruiting effort, but also with people who, if you get hired and you're in this in a class, they'll help you with daycare for the until you get your first check. They're doing a lot of different things to help us to help people help themselves.
Wow, that's excellent. Now, not everyone has access to the internet and computers and all of that, but is there another place? Do they have to register?
Do
they check in
nope.
somewhere? Just show up.
Show up.
That's a big deal.
Show up. No, you don't have to register. That's why we've made it from 10 to 7, because, you know, we want to make sure that people, if they can come before work, they can come after work, whatever the case may be. And we'll have buses there for people who are interested in mechanics, so you can see what an engine looks like and all the different things that we have there. And any other positions that we're hiring for at SMART.
So you're hiring, baby.
Yes,
we are.
You're
hiring for all the jobs.
We're hiring, and we will continue to do this because we can't deliver the service that the citizens of Southeast Michigan need without people.
Wow, this is a big deal. June 13th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., get yourself to M1 Concourse. It's a big, smart hiring event. And transit is a part of everything. And Dwight, the guy in charge, realized they need to grow. They need to hire people. Maybe it'll be you. And I'm thinking these are pretty good jobs.
Yeah, well, I started my career driving the bus. So it's not only is it a good job, but it has career growth opportunities.
Great growth opportunities. And, again, the opportunity to interact with the community in a very big way. Dwight Farrell, general manager at SMART, thanks for coming and sharing your story. We appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure here. Live from the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference in the parlor of Grand Hotel.